When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Insight Coaching. And it's such a pleasure to be able to use this technology here on Spotify and just pick up a topic and basically expand on the topic. And today we're going to do a two-part session where we're going to look at a particular card. There's a virtue cards. Read the virtue cards, and then this card came up for me, and as I shuffled the deck of cards, this is virtual reality cards, virtue, and what comes up? There's just some beautiful messages all the time, and today I thought I'd provide a meditation on it, and we can all just chill out a little bit. It's I've had a hard day. It's time to unwind, and or maybe you are traveling to work on a tram or a train or a bus, or just caught in traffic, and you find it a little bit annoying, stressful, and maybe some anxiety is creeping in because of past conditionings, and whatever the case might be, it's probably just time to join me on this meditation and a little bit of a discovery, where we will go on the idea. The card's title is Stronger. It says, I support myself and others with intuitive and commitments of the spirit. So it's a beautiful thing to say. I support myself and others with intuitive and commitment of the spirit. Let's go and explore that a little bit deeper. Let's look into that a little bit deeper. So what this means, it conveys like a sense of self-reliance and resilience. It emphasizes the strengths of the individual, and I guess it kind of makes you feel that way when you pick up that card. And it suggests that that the person with this card is capable of overcoming challenges and achieving their goals through their own determination and resourcefulness. It also shows the importance of supporting others. It suggests that not only focus on this owner of this card's own success, but also extends their support and assistance to those around them. This is a great indicator how compassionate and caring in nature this person is. It does make you feel when you pick up this card and read that, and how well and how willingness they go about and beyond to help others. So it's a really understanding, compassion, kindness for others that really make a matter. And that's a wonderful mindset. Also, it mentions initiative. This basically implies that the person takes, proactive steps to achieve the objectives. They're more likely to be self-motivated identifying, pursuing opportunities for growth and improvement. Is like they're strong, they're resilient, they're self-reliant. It's important. So these traits are very important for individuals to adapt to have, and so we can move forward. And also this person who gets this card is totally dedicated and unwavering in their pursuits. Very highly determined, persistence in the efforts, and they never give up. Never give up. They do something called fail forward. They live on failing forward. It's a great mindset that, you know, used a lot in certain countries, in highly competitive countries. Developed in highly competitive countries, and always striving for excellence. So there we go. And that's basically portrays an individual who possesses qualities of strength, supportiveness, intuitive behaviors, and total commitment. And in turn, they become so resilient, driven, capable of achieving success, also while uplifting and assisting others in a beautiful way. So having said that, that's what the actual card kind of expands on. And now we'll do the second part, which is a meditation. And I'm going to invite you in a second to have a meditation with me. And create this meditation. And also at the end, we'll expand some more and ask some other deeper questions. So, and while you are in this wonderful, relaxed state, and allow the words just to, you know, build within you, and whatever you're doing at the moment, and you know, if you're on a train, and that's fine, you know, just have a listen. If you're, you know, in the car caught in traffic, perfect. Just have some fun and with the dialogue and the message that you that you can gain from this. And then how does that sit with you at the end of this meditation, the end of the message of these virtual reality cards? Okay, so for those that are not driving, those are in a train, maybe you can close your eyes. And I invite you to close your eyes slowly, gently, and sit into where you are, and whatever you're sitting on, whether you're laying down or you're sitting somewhere, and just go into the space mindfully and drop into the space. You're feeling tension, just focus on your neck and shoulders, and you might have woken up really early and alarm set went off, and we just got an automatic impulse, and the engine's firing, and trying to get to work in the morning, or even maybe it's the end of your day, and you want to de-stress, and just take it easy here. And here's your chance to chill into the space. And it doesn't matter where you are and what you're doing. It's time. This time is for you, and the message that you gain. So I invite you to take a few breaths with me. We'll do three sets of breathing, just so we can calm our nervous system down through breath. And breath costs you nothing, and the only way to, obtain the benefit of breathing is to sit still and just drop everything and just drop into this space and just take a few big breaths. And we might even think about somatic breathing here. And when you're breathing, when you breathe in, you can watch your belly rise. You know, this is the proper way of breathing. So in through the nose for like 7 seconds, hold for 4, and exhale slower than the inhale. Exhale slowly for 8, and that'll get us into that state, into the mindfulness state, into the center, into the essence. So let's go now. In through the nose, or 7. Hold for 4. Exhale. And one watch around time, but this time paying attention to the nostrils, the air, and also the raising of your belly. So let's do that. Attention to the raising of your belly, same time as you breathe. Release. And one more time. Release. And then just drop into this space, and after taking a nice, this gentle breath, and you find yourself drop into these sensations. It's nice just to be in this space and be into a trained space, conditioned space of feeling calm and gentle and taken on board. You are strong to take on board whatever the day brings to you, and also how to unwind your day. And here we go. So take your time here. And in the depths of my soul, I find strength that is untold. Self-resilience guides me. A fire that cannot be controlled. What determination as my shield, and resourcefulness as my sword. I overcome challenges. My spirit soars. I am the architect of my destiny, the master of my fate. With self-reliance, I rise above and create. Yet, I know success is not mine alone to claim. Supporting others, I ignite their flame. Compassion and care flow through my veins. Helping others, my purpose remains. I extend my hand and a beacon of light, going beyond and bringing hope in the darkest night. Initiative propels me forward, a force within, proactive steps, opportunities I begin. Self-motivated, I seek growth and improvement. The path of progress, my constant movement. I seize the day with passion and drive. Intuitive leads me, my dreams come alive. A commitment of spirit, unwavering and strong. I persevere even when things just go wrong. I never give up. For excellence is my aim. With resilience, I rise above any pain. Through storms and trials, I remain steadfast. Commitment carries me, my resolve everlast. Just like a phoenix, I emerge from the fire. Self-reliant and resilient, my burning desire. The strength of the individual, a beacon of light, empowered and fearless, shining so bright. Challenges become stepping stones on my path. With self-reliance, I conquer and surpass. As I achieve my goals, I lift others higher, supporting their dreams. Together we fly so high. Initiative sparks innovation and change. Self-reliance and resilience are powerful exchange. I am the captain of my ship, the ruler of my soul. Self-reliance and resilience, my compass, my goal. With every setback, I rise anew, for I'm not afraid to fail forward. Self-reliance and resilience, my strength is imbued. I embrace self-reliance. I embody resilience. A self-reliant spirit, my true essence. And as we take another moment now to reflect on these verses, allowing the words to inspire and guide you towards cultivating a sense of self-reliance and resilience in your life, in your day. And now you may slowly open up your eyes and come back to the present moment, and feel into this. And the next part, I will ask a question: how can the words in these verses inspire and guide us towards cultivating self-reliance and resilience? So, we can look at it as an affirmation. You know, the verses that you've heard provides like affirmation that reinforce like the beliefs in our own strengths and capabilities. As we begin repeating these affirmations, we can internalize the message and develop a sense of self-reliance and resilience. It also acts as a motivation. It serves as a source of motivation, reminding us of the importance of determination and resourcefulness in overcoming obstacles or challenges. They encourage us to persevere and stay committed to our goals, even in the face of adversity. It also goes into perspective and offers a different perspective on setbacks and failures. We don't look at them as like, that's it, it's all over, can't do this anymore. But it provides a different aspect, a different perspective. It reminds us that setbacks are not the end, but rather the opportunity for growth and learning. How good's that? They encourage us to view challenges as a stepping stone towards success, right? Fostering a resilient mindset and moving in with empathy and support. It shows the importance of supporting others and ourselves, others, and extending a helping hand to others of need. By practicing this kind of empathy and offering support, we can cultivate resilience within ourselves, but also create a network of support that can uplift us during even our own difficult times. When we look at proactivity, the idea that, you know, this proactivity, this is encourages us to take proactive steps towards achieving our goals. It reminds us of power we have to shape our own destiny, the strength and encourages us to seek opportunities for growth and improvement in the matter field of what we're attention's on or what field we're in. And then there's this commitment so important in importance of unwavering commitments and dedication. They remind us to stay focused on our pursuits, our plans, our goals. Never giving up easily, and always striving for excellence, the best you can do with whatever you have. This is a real commitment that fuels resilience and kind of helps us stay on the track, even when we're seriously faced with obstacles. Once we do all these, we kind of develop a mindset of self-resilience and reliance. And we can draw inspiration from them. We can cultivate a strong belief in our abilities and seriously stay motivated in all faces of challenges, in our actively pursues of our goals, determinations, and commitments. And then we also look at another question here. What could be the significance of viewing setbacks as an opportunity for growth and learning? Well, resilience, when setbacks occur, it's natural to feel discouraged and defeated. However, by having the power of reframing setbacks as an opportunity for growth, we can develop resilience. Instead of giving up, we can bounce back, learn to bounce back stronger and more determined by overcome challenges. And personal development. Setbacks provide valuable lessons and insights that can contribute to our personal development. By looking, analyzing what went wrong and why, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our strengths and weaknesses and areas for improvement, and this reflection, just this reflection, will allow us to learn from our mistakes and make better choices in the future. Sometimes ignorance can show up as a negative trait. And it's so easy to self-sabotage it because we knew we shouldn't have done it, but we actually did it, so it's like seeing a stop sign but still stopping at it, ignoring it, thinking that you're going to get away with it. So that could happen. So sometimes we self-sabotage. Anyway, adaptability. Viewing setbacks and opportunities for growth and cultivates adaptability. It can help us like embrace change or adjust our strategies when faced with obstacles. By being open to learning and adapting, we become more flexible in our approach and are better equipped to handle the future changes. Innovative. Setbacks often require us to like think creatively and find alternative solutions, and by seeing setbacks as opportunities, we tap into our problem-solving skills and push ourselves, explore new ideas and approaches. This mindset of innovation can lead to breakthroughs and advancements in all various aspects of our lives. And then we have this resilient mindset. Now, viewing setbacks as opportunities for growth fosters a resilient mindset. It allows us to develop a positive attitude towards challenges and setbacks, seeing the stepping stones rather than roadblocks. This mindset will enable us to persevere, stay motivated, and maintain a sense of hope, even in the face of adversity. Achievements and success. Setbacks are often part of the journey towards achievements and success. We view setbacks as opportunities for growth, and when we learn from this, we understand that they're not indicators of failures. We have to flip that. They're not indicators of failures, but rather the stepping stones towards reaching our goals. This perspective keeps us focused on our long-term vision and encouraged to keep pushing forward despite temporary setbacks. And so, but viewing setbacks as wonderful opportunities for growth and learning, this can shift us, shift our minds, our perception. We can have a better perception from one of defeat to one empowerment. So it will enable us to embrace challenges more, learn from experiences, and ultimately become stronger, more resilient individuals. So, and that concludes. So that concludes to strong. I support myself and others with intuitive initiatives and commitments of my spirit. So, yeah, there's some inside work there, and hope you've all enjoyed recording. And whatever you're doing, whether you're beginning your day or you're ending your day, there is no need for anxiety. No need at all. So if everyone's challenged with anxiety, I'm most happy to help you. And one of the things we do is we, you know, help our clients to reframe their thinking. Just like this passage here, we have the ability to reframe. And sometimes you just need that accountability buddy to get you going forward. And to, you know, if you're stuck and looping on negative thoughts too long, and basically we can come back to you are strong. We are strong. So yes, so enjoy, and I'm wishing you a blissful day to you all. And thank you for dropping by. It's Nick here, Nick Jones from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Hope to catch you on the next podcast. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.